like this, I just operated here, I added the bow. Don't you see? This is a stupid fellow. He doesn't know that the best point is the feet. And this bird doesn't have the good feet. This is the bad one. Yes, it has a good tail, so what? This is the way this book starts. And these four will take somehow, I believe, around 100. Yeah. So many pages, this much, to kill these four birds. Why? Because your thinking system is based on them. An animal naturally thinks about the food and the sex and the position and safety. Right? So this is it. Do you need it? Look around you. Nobody is eating us. We are eating everything. Nobody is killing us. We are killing everyone. Do we still need that one? No. We are in another level of understanding. Do you remember right at the beginning of book 2 I said the story of Abraham? You are the Khalil who goes in the fire and comes purified over there. Here the second paragraph starts with that. You are the Khalil of the time. This is why I'm talking to you, and so on, and so on. So, please, pay attention to the beginning of the book, for so many reasons. First, you see, Rumi knows that it's a complicated situation here. He knows that it's tricky, and I have to talk about it, but I cannot, but I have to, but I'll do the best, but all of that. Then, sharp ideas are here. Four different kind of thought which should be killed. Yes. Then, he will start. After this, then you will understand that there are some other birdies in you. Some other thinking system. Hopefully, we lead towards that. To understand how we really to think. Let's go of this feeling of safety or belonging or having or the worst, jealousy. The jealous fellow wants a good stuff to be ruined because it's not his or hers. This is the meaning of jealousy, isn't it? So if you pay attention to it, you will see how little by little by little he goes through these four birds, which is the one I didn't say is those chicken who is singing the becoming of the sun and all that stuff. These four thinking system should be explained, and Rumi is doing a fantastic job for this. He will explain these four birds, these four ways of normal thinking of a human being. And when you leave them alone, then you're free. Somehow you will understand that you could think differently. The way he explains it, he starts with the first birdie, the examples, and look at it, the words are those, explanation and blah blah, and amazing stories. The first story is a guy who is invited to Muhammad's party, and he eats everything. Then he will do it in his bed. Then he runs away. Then he will realize that I had something, I have to go back, and comes back to see what? to see that this prophet himself is washing those filthy stuff. Everybody wanted to wash it. He said, no, I'll do it. First of all, I have to do it because I'm the head of the party. Two, why am I doing this? Why am I washing that? I know that fellow will come back, will see, and will be educated. That's what the action of a prophet is all about. Because the prophet is like the peel. Do you remember? Peel doesn't have a face. It's like a mirror, because it will show you to you. The same stuff with the prophet. The prophet will show the guy that, listen, if you want to be clean, you should clean up yourself. Because when you're cleaning up, you will realize what you did. Then you will not repeat that one. That one was good. You were eating everything. Yum, yum, yum. But this is the pain. Then another one, another story that I'm not going through today. But we will go slowly, birdie by birdie. We will understand that if you want to become a good human being, honestly, the first day we told you, there are something that you should clean up. Because you need some places for the new attitude and habit and thought. There is no place left. You have to clean up somehow, right? And we talked about it in different scales. Here, four ideas which are loud and clear here. The greed, the show off, wanting too much, all of that is obvious. But nobody pays attention to them. You have to, because those are the barriers for your learning. They don't let you even see the subject. It's like looking at the banana. If you don't peel it out, you don't see the real banana. What you see is the skin. It's the same in here. Even when I'm looking at me, what do I see? The skin of the banana. I have to learn to skin it, to see what's inside, how does it work. And all that is book 5, which is a very good one. Somehow, you will see, there will be sometimes that if I feel a little bit better, I will switch from metaphysics to super metaphysics. This is somewhere there. Till next week, thank you.
Are you going to read the part?
Yes. شاه حسام الدین که نور انجام است طالب آغاز صفر پنجم است ایزیا الحق حسام الدین را اوستادان صفا را اوستاد گر نبودی خلق محجوب و کثیف ور نبودی حلق ها تنگ و ضعیف در مدیح داد معنی دادمی غیر این منطق لبی نکشادمی لیک لقمه باز آن سعد نیست چاره اکنون آب روغن کردنی است مده تو حیف است با زندانیان گویم من در مجمع روحانیان شر تو قبن است با اهل جهان همچون راز عشق دارم در نهان مده تعریف است و تخریق حجاب فارغ است از شر و تعریف آفتاب ماده خورشید مداح خود است که به چشمم روشن و نامرمد است زم خورشید جهان زم خود است که دو چشمم کور و تاریک و بد است تو ببخشا بر کسی که در جهان شد حسود آفتاب کامران تا نداشت خورشید هیچ از دیده ها و از طراوت دادن پوسیده ها یا زنور بیهدش تانند کاست یا به دفع جاه او تانند خواست هر کسی کو حاسد کیهان بود آن حسد خود مرگ جاویدان بود. قدر تو بگذشت از درک عقول، عقل اندر شر تو شد بلفزول. گرچه عاجز آمد این عقل از بیان، عاجزانه جنبشی باید در آن. ان شیئا كله لا یدرک، اعلموا ان كله لا یدرک. گر نتانی خورد طوفان سحاب، کی توان کردن به ترک خورد آب. راز را گرمی نیاری در میان، درک ها را تازه کن از قشر آن. نطق ها نسبت به تو قشر است، لیک پیش دیگر فهم ها مغز است نیک. آسمان نسبت به عرش آمد فرود، ورنه بس عالی است سوی خاک تود. من بگویم وصف تو تا ره برم، پیش از آن کس فوتان حسرت برم. نور حقی و به حق جذاب جان، خلق در ظلمات وهمند و گمان. شرط و تعظیم است تا این نور بخش، گردد این بیدیدگان را و سرمکش. نور یابد مستعد تیزگوش، کو نباشد عاشق ظلمت چون موش. سوز چشمانی که شب جورن کنم، کی طواف مشعله ایمان کنم. نکته های مشکل باریک شد، بند طبعی که زدین تاریک شد. تا برای آید هنر را تار و پود، چشم در خورشید نتوانی گوش. همچون نخلی بر نیارد شاخ ها، کرده موشان زمین سوراخ ها. چار وصف است این بشر را دلفشار، چار میخ عقل گشته این چهار. تو خلیل وقتی خورشید هوش، این چهارت یار رهزن را بکش. السلام.